The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
This slot every Wednesday, Kevin Hagan is with us talking Alabama. Kevin, how you doing, sir? No? Okay, sorry about that. Let me pull him up now. Kevin, we got you now. What's up?
Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Tell everybody about Quandarius Robinson out of Birmingham.
Yes, Bill, Alabama getting a commitment last evening from Quandarius Robinson, an outside linebacker from Jackson Olin High School in Birmingham, and that is an Auburn high school. Quandarius was originally an Auburn commitment. He decommitted in early February. It's always outstanding when you see a young man that was an Auburn commit see the light and come over and join the Crimson Tide. I'll be real honest with you, Bill. I was surprised that it happened this quickly. I thought this would be a long, drawn-out battle between Alabama and Auburn, and it's hard to pull players out of Jackson Olin High School. So it was somewhat of a pleasant surprise for me last night, and he's an outstanding pickup. And, you know, it's ironic because since we last talked Wednesday morning, Alabama's added four commitments. Of course, Damian George, the offensive tackle out of North Shore High School in Houston, Texas. DeMoy Kennedy, inside linebacker out of Theodore High School. That was the high school C.J. Mosley's from in Theodore, Alabama. And then Alabama's first public commitment for the class of 2021, Latrell McCutcheon, a cornerback out of Austin, Texas. So as I said, once his camp season continues to roll on and wrap up, the commitments will begin to really take off for Alabama.
Now, it feels like Alabama's trending for Zach Evans, the top-rated running back in America out of North Shore in Houston, where his partner is already committed to Alabama. What is going on there?
I would characterize it this way, and trying to be cautious, I think Alabama is in an outstanding position with Zachary Evans and has an outstanding chance to add him to this class. Obviously, getting the commitment of Damian George was a huge part of that. They've said that they want to play together. Of course, sometimes those things work out. Sometimes they don't. But at this point, Alabama is in a commanding position right now. Right now, things can change right now with Zachary Evans.
And is he considered, because I'm cautious. I've seen a million players through the years. But some are saying this is a generational type back.
I've heard the same thing. And, you know, I try to not put those labels. It's like one of the things I hate is, like, why when somebody commits to a school, why do we always have to assign them as they're the next and name somebody that previously played at that school? I hate when they do that because in many ways, it's so unfair to the young man. I mean, give them an opportunity to come in and create their own identity. But I just really hate when people do that and they have to decide, oh, this is the next, you know, Joe Smith. That just kind of runs through me. But no, by all accounts, Zachary Evans is possibly a generational running back. And like all Alabama fans, I would love to see him become the second running back in the class of 2020.
Danny in New York City says, ask Kevin if he thinks Trey Sanders could be number two on the depth chart behind Najee Harris.
It's a possibility by the end of the year that he could ascend to the number two spot. He certainly, I would be very, very shocked if he was out of the gate. I expect in the first part of Alabama's schedule to kind of see a dual tandem of Najee Harris and Brian Robinson both getting a significant number of carries for Alabama. Trey Sanders will he'll be working in the mix. One of the biggest things, and this is something that that you have to watch for with running backs for Alabama, one of the biggest bugaboos about getting significant on-the-field playing time at running back for Alabama is usually coming out of high school, the guys struggle with their pass protection. And usually once they're able to perfect their pass protection and pick up those parts of the game, not just the carrying the ball part of it, that's when the playing time increases. But as Trey Sanders is the back that we hear that he is, and continues to work hard, it wouldn't shock me if, you know, by the time we get to the LSU-Mississippi State game sometime in November, that maybe he works himself into the top two. But the young man is certainly going to get carries.
What's the running back depth chart look like right now?
We've got Najee Harris and Brian Robinson I talked about. You've got Jerome Ford, who's a young man out of Florida that Alabama redshirted last year, and I'm extremely high on that young man. Then they brought Kalen Robinson in as the other true freshman out of Maryland. And then there was a move in the spring, a wide receiver, Shedarius Townsend, was moved to running back this spring, and he had a really strong A-day, and I really like what I heard about him. He's a big guy. Power guy, run between the tackles. So I'm really anxious to see if he stays at running back in the fall, and if he is, how Alabama works him into that rotation. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see Kalen Robinson possibly redshirt. I know there was a knee issue coming out of high school there. If he doesn't, that would still leave five running backs for Alabama. But, you know, every time people talk about, oh, my gosh, we've got so many running backs, you know, Bill, that's a hold-my-breath position because, you know, as you well know, you can have five running backs to turn around the next week and be down to two with injuries. I mean, it's like pitching. As far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as too much depth at the running back position.
Back to the most recent commitment of Robinson, how many linebackers, whether it's inside or outside, are they going to take in this class?
Well, right now, Alabama has five players committed at the linebacker position. You have Chris Braswell, the five-star out of Baltimore, Maryland, and Drew Sanders, the five-star out of Denton, Texas. Demoy Kennedy, that I just mentioned, is an outside linebacker. Then they've got the inside linebacker from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Jackson Bratton. And then also an outside linebacker, they've got DeRicky Wright out of Gadsden, Alabama. And then you add Quindarius Robinson. Excuse me, that makes it six. And Alabama could potentially, I think, you know, Alabama, I will be very surprised if Alabama doesn't add Reggie Grimes at outside. Will Anderson, a player out of Hampton, Georgia, Dutchtown High School. I think it's only a matter of time before Will Anderson commits to Alabama. And then you've got the possibility of Alabama going out to Upland, California and adding Justin Flo. The linebacker position, and particularly the inside linebacker position, is a desperate area of need for Alabama in this class, along with tight end and wide receiver. And I'm told that if Alabama can continue to assign elite linebackers, they will, quote, make space to make that happen. It is a desperate position of need, and Alabama, just like they did last year with the defensive line class, which arguably on paper it's the best defensive line class Saban's ever signed in Alabama, that is linebacker this year for Alabama. Alabama will continue to take as many elite linebackers as they can get.
Reggie Grimes, top-rated player in Tennessee out of, well, Mount Juliet. Dad played at Hunter's Lane in this area. It seems just like yesterday Dad was committing and signing with Alabama. Doesn't seem that long ago at all. But tried to transfer to Ravenwood, where his dad got hired as the defensive coordinator, and right now he's ineligible. So we don't even know if he's playing his senior year. Won't matter. He'll still be recruited heavily, but we might not even get to see him play this year.
Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunate when kids get caught up in those situations. And I know the rules are different from state to state. And all I can say is I hope the Tennessee High School Athletic Association isn't as screwed up as the KHSAA is in Kentucky, because you couldn't find a more incompetent group of idiots than the people that run high school athletics in the state of Kentucky.
What's the general transfer rule up there? Because here, if you get a teaching job, and see, Reggie Grimes' dad's not going to be teaching, then you can transfer straight, and you don't have to sit out. He's just going to be a football coach. You can also transfer here, Kevin, in the state of Tennessee, if you physically relocate, and it's proven. Now, in Florida, you can transfer for any reason. You can literally, before your senior year, just say, I'd rather be on that better team, and you can go, from what I understand. What is Kentucky?
Kentucky, tongue-in-cheek in Kentucky, it kind of seems to matter what high school you transfer to. It's amazing that certain powerhouse high schools seem to always find loopholes in the rule. Obviously, if you move and relocate, you can. I mean, there's kind of been a push up here to try to do what some other states do, particularly in football, and have public and private. For those who don't know, there's two private high schools up here, Trinity and St. X, both which are in Louisville, which kind of run roughshod over everybody else in football. And then you have Scott County High School, which is Georgetown. And for those that don't know, it's a suburb of Lexington. They're finally building the second high school. That's where Toyota Motor Plant is. They're the basket. Traditionally, Scott County is a basketball powerhouse up here, and it's amazing how many. They have a very, very strong football team. They're frequently in the finals for football, battling Trinity. It's amazing, Bill, though, how many elite high school players around the state of Kentucky's parents, get jobs with Toyota or something to do with Toyota and end up in Georgetown. So it's kind of tongue-in-cheek up here that certain schools, it seems to work different ways. But, I don't know that there's probably a single state that people are completely happy with how their high school athletic association runs things.
Correct. It's a constant battle here as well. I think it's that way in every state, no matter what the rules are. Kevin, how can they follow you on Twitter?
Follow me on Twitter at LexKYTide. And then, of course, during the football season, I have my podcast weekly. And that's the best way to keep up with everything. And before I sign off, I want to give a huge shout-out to my many Vanderbilt fans. Go win the College World Series in Omaha.
Oh, one other note. You guys are going to have a get-together in the 615 in August, right?
We are. We're having a get-together in the 615 on Saturday, August the 10th, at a place called Miller's Ale House in Franklin. And the gang, I had the gang, I said, guys, you know the neighborhood. So they picked out a place called Miller's Ale House. So I think 11 o'clock Central on August the 10th. We're just going to get together and hang out and talk Alabama football, college football, and just, get together before the start of the season. Coach Marshall and a lot of the Vandy buddies, we've invited them. I still haven't given up on bringing Coach Marshall over to the Crimson Tide. So, anybody in the 615 that wants to come hang out with us and talk Alabama football and college football in general would be great. I understand you're going to be there and Crazy Charlie's going to come hang out with us. So sounds like a fun day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin.
Have a great day as always, everybody, and Roll Tide.
Kevin Hagan with us every Wednesday. Josh Newberg, top of the hour. Berg will be with us from 24/7 Sports. We'll get down in Florida and hang out a little bit with him. Let's get the break, and then we'll continue with our extemporaneous hangout time. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Ellington Parkway traffic is stopped southbound. So is the 440 Parkway westbound, close to I-24. I-24 seeing slowdowns all along Hermitage up to the Eastern Split and the East Bank. Self-storage solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple: incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
The Braves are rolling, and we've already shown the East that it's going to be a big year for Atlanta.
High fly to right field. That one's got a chance. That one is gone. It's a chop shot.
Tonight, Ronald Acuna and the Braves take the field at SunTrust Park in Atlanta as they look for a big National League win against the Pirates.
Coverage begins tonight at 6:05 on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio. Scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
On Friday is where we will be. 888-702-5494. Seems like every state hates their high school association. Meaning the governing body that rules the high schools. Here it's called the TSSAA. In Kentucky, it's the KHSAA. Every state's got theirs, wherever you're located. And in every state, the fans and maybe the media think it's the most backwards, bureaucratic, poorly run organization on the planet Earth. That's a common thread everywhere, right? It is. No, it is. Here, the TSSAA is pretty inconsistent. They change the playing surface, meaning metaphorically, from time to time. They're absolutely anti-public schools. Let me rephrase that. They're anti-private schools, TSSAA. Remember when there was a guy here named Ronnie Carter who ran the TSSAA, and I liked Ronnie okay. I disagreed with him, but I mean, he was a nice guy, so don't misunderstand. And I'd have him on. This is 25 years ago. And they were always trying to separate out public and private. Public schools mad because Brentwood Academy is winning too much. That was the gist of it. So they would create rules. They ended up going public-private split, which many states have that same rule. And they had a board that would vote on this stuff. All of them were public school members. Public school representatives. Every one of them. I'd ask him about that. No answer. Every one of them. And Brentwood Academy would win the state, and the best players would end up at Brentwood Academy, and everybody was in a big tizzy. So the answer was, let's just separate out so we don't have to play. That's the way to do it. Let's run from the competition like a scalded dog. Gary Joe Collins, and my kids go to public schools. So I'm not just only a private school guy. My kids go to public schools. Wherever they go, that's who I pull for. But I always found that so hypocritical. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, Kevin hit it out of the park. The KHSAA, that's the Kentucky Governing Board, is about as backwards as it gets when it comes to administering high school athletics. Everybody thinks that. And it's probably right, state to state. Larry's a big Michigan fan, says, Bill, sounds to me like the decision of adults are affecting kids such as Grimes. What a shame this young man will have to potentially sit out this year. I don't care what schools are recruiting him. It's poor form by the state. Now, I don't know the fine print on that story, but let me tell you what I know about it. Reggie Grimes is a 5-star defensive end. Just like our listeners in Florida, you got down there, of course, you got more, many more, but 5-star players. And in Florida, it's easier to transfer than maybe any place. But he's an Alabama legacy. Dad went to Alabama, so that's got to be where he ends up. And everybody wants him. Everybody, I'm sure, has offered him. Probably some not bothering because they know they're not going to get him. So what's the use? Some are trying. I'm sure Jeremy Pruitt's trying, but probably not going to get him. Mount Juliet is on the east side of Middle Tennessee, if you will. So Mount Juliet, let me ask you, you folks from that side of town, if you're speeding, can you get to Knoxville in 2 hours from Mount Juliet? You can probably come close. See where I'm at. I'm on the south side, Wilco. I can probably, matter of fact, where I'm located in Wilco, I can get to Birmingham probably quicker than I can get to Knoxville. I'm not far from I-65 south. Yeah, Birmingham's probably an easier 3-hour drive for me than Knoxville would be. I'll have to ask my two older boys, because I got two in school at Tennessee. I think it's a solid 3 hours unless you're under the radar and you're speeding. But now, Reggie Grimes, back to that. His dad gets hired at a school called Ravenwood. If you know Cool Springs Mall, Ravenwood is in that area. So is Centennial High School. And his dad gets hired as the defensive coordinator. Now, Ravenwood is returning 20 starters from a team a year ago that gets to the semifinals of the state tournament. State postseason. So, dad's going to Ravenwood. Son's going to transfer there. Son's going to leave Mount Juliet and go to Ravenwood. The problem is, dad is not a teacher. And to transfer straight, dad's got to be teaching a course. I don't know if they didn't know this or what, but the TSSAA ruled immediately Reggie Grimes, the prospect, dad played at Alabama. Reggie Grimes, the high school rising senior, is ineligible because of this. So they're going to appeal. I don't know what will come of this, but as of right now, he is not eligible, Reggie Grimes. The Alabama fans are going to like him. He is a 6'4", 6'5", probably defensive end. You've had many of those. You know, the first Tennessean defensive end who was an All-American at Alabama was E.J. Jr. out of Maplewood. You fans who were old enough who could go back to Bear Bryant. Now, this is late Bear Bryant. E.J. Jr. signed there in about 77-ish. And he was almost immediately an All-American at Alabama out of the 615. Johnny Majors was just getting to Tennessee, and that was a huge recruit. Everybody had to get. 1977, and Johnny could get him. And Alabama was – Bear was on the upswing again, and he was about to win back-to-back natties when this happened. E.J. Jr. would be the most famous Tennessee bred, played in Alabama, defensive end. E.J. Jr. played for what? St. Louis Cardinals for many years. Yeah, when they were in St. Louis. St. Louis Cardinals. I believe. Jeff up in Chicago says, Bill, some people think Kevin Hagan is a homer. Yeah, Karen's always complaining. He goes on to say, but I haven't heard anybody anywhere that has more information and analysis on all things Bama that does as good as he does. Yeah, that's why I've got a rule on the show, and the rule is there are no rules when it comes to guests. You don't have to be, quote, in the business. Kevin Hagan has never been, quote, in the business. And I don't care if you're in the business. If you own the topic and I like you, I'll put you on the show. You don't have to have a website. You don't have to have a show. You don't have to have been in the business. If you're really good at it and you really know it and you're well connected and I like you, we put you on the show. Kevin checks all those boxes. Absolutely. Danny in Crazy Charlie's hometown of the NYC says, Bill, up here in Jersey, New Jersey, the high school governing body passed a rule this year only allowing 15 minutes of contact a week. I think I saw that. What's the use? If that is indeed, why would you come up with 15 minutes? Why not just totally eliminate it? What's 15 minutes going to do for you? Seriously, I'm not kidding, everybody. I'm not kidding. There will be a day in the future, maybe the near future, where some state, some city, some governing body will say, you are no longer allowed to play football, no longer allowed, unless everybody is totally wrapped up in bubble wrap. That's the only way we can do this. I mean, head to toe, you are in bubble wrap. That's where we're going. Jeff, too, says Jeff in Chicago nailed it. Says, I've listened to Alabama sports analysis for 30-plus years. Kevin is the best. He owns it. He absolutely owns it. Noel Kev says, the Illinois transfer rule, that's the IHSA up there. Noel Kev is in Chicago. He's going to know this. The rule is they have to sit for 30 to 45 days. The biggest gripe is the public versus private schools have a 30-mile radius from campus to recruit kids. He says, my kid's high school has been knocked out of the football playoffs by the same school 4 to 5 times. Somebody from Florida confirm this. But the way I understand it in Florida is you can transfer, can't you transfer in Florida for basically any reason you want? You can be, let's say you're a stud running back in Florida and you're at one school and you already get to play as a true freshman, as a freshman in high school. And you play all the way up through your junior year and you're trending and teams are recruiting you and you're a name and everybody knows you and you're really good. But let's just say you're dissatisfied with where you're at. And there's a school over here that's winning more and you want to be part of that. You can just flat out transfer over there, right? Somebody in Florida, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's as liberal as any place in America when it's high school and transferring. In Florida, can't you just simply transfer because you feel like it? That's the mood you're in. I think that's right. Somebody confirm or deny that for me. Let me get the bottom of the hour here. Coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a wreck with injuries on 65 southbound at the Trinity Lane exit. Another crash on Vietnam Vets Boulevard heading southbound between Conference Drive and the I-65 split in Goodlettsville. In Midtown, a collision blocking the right-of-way at 10th and Gay Street. Self-Storage Solutions with clean new facilities in Greenbrier and Springfield. Rent online now at selfstoragesolutionstn.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Go faster and farther with the new Callaway Epic Flash Driver with flash face technology for more ball speed and distance. Get custom fit for free today. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the Cobra King F9 Speedback Driver, the ultimate formula for speed, making it the fastest and longest Cobra driver ever. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right, guaranteed. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
We'll head down to Tampa. Top of hour three. Josh Newberg will be with us. Jeff Tu and also Dick McGee here on Twitter. Mount Juliet to Knoxville is about 160 miles. He said, I've made that drive in 2 hours flat many times on non-game days. I was thinking, because that's on the far east side. Get right on 40 East, and you are zipping up the highway. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. That would be Lake Placid, Florida. If you're eating an orange this morning, it might well come from his grove. Thank Perry for that if you're eating an orange this morning. Tip your hat to him. He's out there toiling on his big John Deere green tractor every morning. Says, Bill, transferring in Florida, yes, anytime, anywhere. My youngest son got recruited by rival school as a freshman. So literally, you can be the coach of a school. You can have a kid who's really developing. You've worked with him a million hours. He's been a big part of the team. He's a really good player. He can just pack it up and say, I'm going over here. I like the way they do things better. I'm going over here. You have people transfer just for their senior years all the time. Just pack it up, man. I mean, I guess if that facilitates a need of some sort, I guess it's good, but wow. If you're a coach in Florida and you're constantly getting robbed because you can't, for whatever reason, maybe the other school's prettier. Facilities are nicer. Maybe it's in a better part of town. Whatever. And you work your tail off, and every year, players that you have spent countless hours developing for very little money leave for the prettier place. I mean, that's reality, I guess. Wow. So back to Dabo Swinney and the faux outrage, the outrage about Dabo Swinney. How dare he? Karen hit me up about this yesterday. Karen joined the tribal mob yesterday on Twitter. Even Karen. Dabo Swinney was, and apparently now somebody confirmed, this is an interview from February. That's not even a recent interview, right? Back in February, right? And he's talking about going back to Alabama, meaning when he's back in state. He's from Pelham, Alabama, which Pelham's what, the Birmingham area, isn't it? Some of you geography bean counters, help me on that one too. I believe it is. Yeah, it's on the way to Birmingham, Pelham. It's in that general vicinity. Let's put it that way. Anyways. So he's talking, apparently he's on a radio show on Sirius. Obviously it wasn't mine because I'm not at Sirius anymore. Somebody else's. I don't know who. And he says, yeah, I kind of feel like I'm Osama bin Dabo when I'm back in Alabama. And, of course, the media, social, tribalistic mob needs something to be offended by, desperately needs something every day to find offensive, so they jump on that. Oh my God! What is he saying? It's an outrage, Bill! Okay. Should he have said that? Should he have chosen his words a little bit better? Of course he should have. But the tribalism of Twitter strikes again. I can just sit here anonymously. Nobody knows me. And I can punch with the fury of Mike Tyson on this keyboard. I am outraged. I have found something that makes me happy. You know what that is? Something that makes me really upset. I'm offended. See, there's this new thing in America where being offended makes people happy. It's literally an energy injector. And it's on Twitter. Twitter has facilitated this. And I'll say it again. I love Twitter for what we do with the show. So don't. There are parts of Twitter I like. The interaction on the show is wonderful with you folks. It's added a whole nother dimension that I didn't even know, 10 years ago existed. 10, 11, 12 years ago, whatever. But the outrage over anything you can find is a thing. Again, should he have used his words a little more economically or better than that? What if he said, you know, when I returned to Alabama, me being an Alabama guy, went there, went to high school there, played there. When I return to Alabama, I feel like I'm Jack the Ripper. Would that have been better? I mean, would it have been? I mean, he should have used different language there, but am I going to join the Twitter mob on this one? Hell no. The Twitter mob is a bunch of losers, okay? The tribalism is... It's ridiculous. No Kev up in Chicago says, so, Bill, if you're a three-sport stud in Florida, you could win three state championships at three different schools. I guess, Perry Mason, could you transfer? Here's one. Let me ask this for No Kev. If you're, let's say, entering your sophomore year, can you transfer from where you were as a freshman, your sophomore year, then transfer again to a prettier place your junior year, and then transfer one more time for your senior year? Is it unlimited? Like, do you get infinite transfers? It sounds like it. Perry Mason said, Bill, I made my son stay at our high school. I do not believe in that crap. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. I don't blame you. Josh says, Bill, Pelham is just on the south end of Birmingham. Yeah, you see the Pelham signs when you're on 65. And you're almost in Birmingham. So, Josh, yesterday... is talking about purchasing the BFG, the Rectech. This thing is massive, too. I thought mine was big. I've got the Bull. And at the time, in September, when I bought the Bull, it was the biggest of the Rectech brands. It's massive. I mean, I could probably cook, heck, I don't even know. How many hamburgers could I get in the Bull? I could probably get 30 in there. Maybe more. I haven't counted. Man, it's massive. It is absolutely massive. The one that he's looking at is called the RT2500. They call it the BFG, the big freaking, it's a family show, big freaking grill. And Josh is talking about buying that one. That thing... Let me know, Josh. Also, let me know if you need a go-to guy. I've got a number for you if you need it. Yeah, I know those folks. I bought the Bull, the RT700, and with the everything I purchased, because I've had to buy the pellets, and I bought some accessories. You want the searing kit, which is incredible, and some other accessories, cost me about $1,800 and change for that. The one Josh wants is about $1,000 more than that. He pulled it up. It was not as expensive as I thought it was. I thought it was like $4,000 or $5,000. It's like $2,800 or something. It's the one he's talking about. Jeff in the 210. Rob has changed his name to Jeff in the 210. So we've got another Jeff on the show. Says, hey, Bill, hearing from the folks in Alabama that Osama bin Dabo hates puppies and was the second gunman on the grassy knoll. the faux outrage yesterday was epic. Feinbaum weighed in. The PC crowd was out. It was a wonderful thing, man. Hey, everybody, look over here. We found something new today to be offended by. Sick 'em. That's kind of how that goes, if you're wondering. That's the way that works. Let's get one more break. Josh Newberg, top of hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a wreck on 65 South at the Trinity Lane exit. 65 South and I-24 both slow from Ewing to the North Loop. A wreck on 24 westbound at the Harding exit. And a crash on Vietnam Vets between Conference Drive and the I-65 split. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original Nashville Hot Chicken. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with brands like Polo Ralph Lauren, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts, you can get $25 or more off brand new DeWalt power tools by trading in your old ones. You know, those worthless tools you never use anymore? Yeah, those dusty things can actually save you at least $25 on new DeWalt power tools. Not so worthless after all. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook, I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch took home his fourth win of the season at Pocono this past weekend. Up next, a two-mile oval we like to call Michigan. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Oh, and how about you like us at facebook.com/thefinalapp? It would make us so happy every single weekday right here.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Josh Newberg, top of the hour, 888-702-5494, Twitter at Bill is King. Good to have you with us. Happy Wednesday. I don't count the days because I'm not looking to get to Friday. I love Mondays, man. Means back to the show. Love it. Rob in the 210, who goes by Jeff in the 210, because we've got 57,000 Jeffs on the show. I counted. That's the exact number. Says, Bill, can you confirm that Osama bin Dambo said that A&M sucks? Bama fans are saying that they overheard Dambo saying Jimbo can't win with the Aggies, but maybe he could win at LSU. Scott Woodward and Jimbo, I don't know how many of you know this. I'm breaking news here. So you may want to turn on your recorders for this one. Scott Woodward, the new AD at LSU, and Jimbo Fisher have an invisible umbilical cord connected between the two of them. That's true. So when Scott Woodward needs him, he doesn't even have to make the call. It's that simple. Yeah, quote me on that. Yeah, or replay that on your own show. Pull that out and play the audio. You'll be happy you did. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Jeff, T-E-W, not T-W-O. Jeff, T-E-W, says, Bill, this Dabo story looks to me as though it was staged by the media for discussion. Some writer, whether it be Feinbaum or one of his cronies, knew about this quote in February and filed it until the dead period of the year so they'd have something to talk about. Yeah, how did this story develop? I don't know the background on it. Who made this newsy on Tuesday by pulling it out from February? That's a very good point. How did this news develop on Tuesday? Who's the one that said, oh, hey, everybody, I just found something. It happened in February. Listen to this. Prepare to be offended. PC crowd, charge. Who thought of this? Jeff, too, says, Bill, you're right. Had Dabo said he felt like a redheaded stepchild going back to Alabama, the mob would have said Dabo was being offensive and inconsiderate to redheads and also stepchildren. That's true. John says, Bill, is it okay? And this goes back. Gary Joe Collins called earlier, top of hour one. And we were just talking, and he said, here's a question to everybody. Do you get emotional? Have you been an emotional person, meaning tears, at a sporting event? And I said, no, I haven't. But, well, with the exception of family. Like if it's a senior ceremony for one of my kids, I have to. That's hard, right? That's hard. Ceremonies are, I'm not big on that anyways, and then it's a final acknowledgement, right? It's hard. So that would, but no, a sporting event, no, not for me. But most of you say, yeah, I would, because you're more emotionally invested in a team than I am. John says, Bill, is it acceptable to get emotional when week one is here and Crazy Charlie cues up, quote, it's the most wonderful time of the year? Yes, that's totally acceptable. Totally. Then it's okay. Thad says, Bill, Pelham is right there next to Hoover. Oh, I know the area. Yeah. Been there many, many, many times. I've been there more than I've been any other spot because of the SEC football media days. They've been there forever. They've been at the Galleria Mall forever. And before that, they were at the downtown Birmingham. It's the Civic Center, which I believe is the, is it still a Sheraton? I think it is. Used to be there. Now, that place is not well run. That's not ideal. I had to stay there 4 years ago. Whatever that would be, 3-4 years ago. It was my daughter's freshman year. It was after her eighth grade year. Take that back. And there was a travel basketball, because AAU ball starts right after the season, almost after the season, in the spring. And it goes into the summer. And there was a tournament in Birmingham at the Civic Center. And they put all these courts. The Civic Center, if you open it up, you could put, I don't know, how many courts, 30, 40, 50 courts down there. So she played in a tournament over there, and so we stayed there because it was at the Civic Center. That's where it was located. So I had to stay there. Last time I'd been there before that was the SEC meetings many, many, many years ago. So, but yeah, the Galleria, now they're going to announce at SEC Media Days in Hoover this year. Last year, where was it? Atlanta? But it's back to Hoover. It's very rarely ever goes anywhere else. It's always in Birmingham. But they're going to announce this year the next location. Rumor is it's the 615. I wouldn't be, and you know what, if it is the 615, I would think it's at the Omni. Because that's where Sankey, when Greg Sankey comes to town, he stays at the Omni. Just like we suggest everybody do, right? Hour 3 coming up. Josh Newberg.